Thank you very much, Chair. It was very interesting and useful to listen to some of the interventions. The issue of birth certificates came back again. As the Committee on the Rights of the Child, we realized that there is often a misunderstanding about the role of birth certificates. We actually expect every state party to the Convention on the Rights of the Child to register and issue birth certificates to children, not that are only their nationals, but that are actually within their jurisdiction. Otherwise, it means that we will not be registering the births of refugees, migrants, and so forth. I think that important message needs to come through. There was a point that also briefly resonated about the importance of the definition of who a stateless person is. And again, that often creates a number of challenges in terms of the kind of protection that children should have, because in a number of jurisdictions, that definition is not provided. And I want to flag Laos PDR and Vietnam, for instance, as examples that have actually explicitly provided for a definition of a stateless person. I want to come to the point that our chair made earlier about children as mini adults. There is this tendency to treat children as mini human beings with mini human rights. And I think that is very much antithesis to the provisions of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. And if I can be permitted to adapt a wording from a former Justice of the Constitutional Court of South Africa, who said, treating children as if they are destined with their parents through their umbilical cord to sink or swim with them. Which definitely doesn't board with what we have within the Convention on the Rights of the Child, because we want to treat them as rights holders in their own rights. Now, I want to come to two or three points, Chair, and I'll conclude. Addressing statelessness, in fact, for states that are actually looking for lasting and quick fixes, actually addressing statelessness should be easy. It's not as difficult as violence against children or making sure that children have access to free and compulsory primary education. We have already seen a number of examples where a swift and enduring capacity of states through their decisions, through the power of the pen, which doesn't actually usually take a lot of time. Now, 2 points in conclusion. I want to drum up the point about the urgency of now, Chair. Because I have heard the year 2024 quite a few times today and yesterday. I want to come to a point that my late grandfather reminded me when we were having a conversation about whether he's interested in living up to 100 years. And he said, one who should worry about living up to 100 years is one who's actually standing on 99. The point being that if we're worried about 2024, we should actually be taking measures now. 2024 is not going to have a magic wand. When the UNHCR and a whole range of other stakeholders actually decided to have 2024, it's with a view to make sure that we are not making an urgency on our side, an emergency on the side of the states. Otherwise, what we do now will be the critical element in making sure that we move in the direction of 2024. The final point, Chair, and I end here. Children find it very, very strange and very, very weird that we live in a world full of about 200 states. The CRC has 196 state parties. The second most quoted word that exists in the convention is the word states. So the answer to many of the challenges that we face for children that are actually stateless, minority children that are actually stateless, actually lies with states and no one else. Thank you, Chair.